and heat the water, and then we'd all take turns, all bathe in the same water.
And where did you put the tub? In the kitchen?
Yes, we would bathe in the kitchen because that was the warmest place in the house.
Is there anything else that you could tell us about your family and the way that you did things then?
Well, we all had chores to do. We would have to fill up the wood box, and we would have to take a big hamper or cotton basket, as they'd call it, and go out and get leaves and put in the stall for the cows and the pigs. We didn't loiter around in town when we got out of school. We always had to come home and do our work, then get up our lessons.
But you really weren't in the country, were you?
Oh, no. It's a real small town. We had good neighbors, and we'd have a garden, chickens and pigs. We lived almost like the country, but except we didn't have a big farm.
You did have a pasture and a barn.
That's right. But we'd have sometimes two cows and 50 or 60 chickens, and we'd have pigs. We always killed two or three pigs to supply us with meat for the winter. My daddy was a real thrifty man.
What did he do during this time as his job? Did he have a job other than the raising of the few animals?
Oh, yes. He was auditor of the little railroad that ran from Conneaut to Franklin, North Carolina, a distance of 58 miles. And he was auditor of the Tallulah Falls Railroad. And at that time, a lot of timber was shipped out of the mountains on the railroad. That was the biggest thing that they had. Of course, they did have two passenger trains a day from Conneaut to Franklin. One would go up in the morning and come back in the afternoon, and one would go up in the afternoon and come back early the next morning. But as progress went on, the railroad didn't have many passengers, so they first took the passenger trains off, then the next thing, the freight train was losing money, and in 1961, I believe it closed down. And so it's been done away with. They don't even have a train going to Franklin now. Only transportation they have is the highway.
Well, do you have to use other kinds of lighting in your home since there were no electric wires to anybody's house? What kind of lighting did you use?
We used kerosene lamps, and our candle. Sometimes we'd use candles.
Did you make your own candles?
No, we'd buy them.
And how about soap? Did you have to make your own soap?
Lots of times it would take the grease from the meat skins or the lard from the entrails of the pig, and Mama wouldn't eat that or use it, but she'd make soap out of it, and you'd use lye in this and make soap to wash clothes.
She boil it on the wooden stove?
No, we had a wash pot out in the backyard that, and zinc tubs, and we would have to draw the water to heat the water to do the wash.
You did your washing outside also?
That's right.
In this big black pot?
Oh, boil the clothes in the big black pot. Mm-hmm.
And you use a scrub board or anything?
Oh, yes. I had a scrub board and a battling board, too. They had a battling bench. They'd just bat the clothes before they had washboards. But Mama, I always knew of her having a washboard. But we used to have a colored woman, and we respected her as a colored woman. We didn't call her a Negro. Her name was Granny Hurd, and she washed for Mama for years and years.